WRXD 901, WSCY 43. SDY 438, listen.
WSCW 200. WRZP 544, we are mobile. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, we are mobile. WRVB 690 mobile. WRVV 690 mobile, listening. WRVV 690, this is WFFA 972. WRZZ 690. This is WSFA 972. Copy.
Text me the call sign as early in the morning, and good morning there, too, from WRVV 690.
Good morning, sir. I will do. This is WSFA 972. That's Whiskey Sierra Foxtrot Alpha 972.
Roger that. So it didn't take you that long then.
Yes, no sir, 24 hours.
Pretty good, that's pretty good. They get the tickets right on out. Definitely good. You on your way in?
That's a negative. I'm off today.
Okay. I'm just getting right here now. Text my supervisor and let him know that I'm here, and I'll be right back with you.
Stop by again, or I get up to your base.
I'll take a look at your settings on your radio. Okay, yeah, it sounds like it's either slightly off frequency. Or one of those settings there to equalize it if not set properly. That's a 5, isn't it? UB5.
I'm on the 5G plus.
Okay then, I'll get back with you as soon as I do this text and then check the location out. WRVV 690, be clear. And text me that information and when you get settled in too.
It's being done as we speak. Okay, go ahead. Be standing by here, WSFA 972. Clear, standing by.
Roger that, 972. WSAX 712 on air, listening and mobile. WSFA 972 WRVV 690.
Go ahead, 690. This is WSFA 972.
Yeah, I'm copying that. My partner's here, so. I guess she'll be walking around to the back way. If not, she'll probably go upstairs and get all the material we need. Frequency, but other than that, your modulation is coming over the QIM, the noise.
I copy. Yeah, I'm just going to invest in that base slash mobile unit and do what you can do from there.
I copy that. And I guess you're going to get the same style antenna that I have.
That's a roger.
PRVV 644 listening.
Roger, that's 604. You like to take it? Please stand by.
Roger that, WIWG 644, Thompson here. Carter, did you lose your cell phone signal the other day? Carter, did you lose your cell phone signal the other day?
Negative.
No one was able to... Or yesterday or last night, it was out of service.
Okay, let me give you a call on it now, and we'll see what's wrong with it there. All units stand by for me. I'm going to make a phone call. WRBV 690. Clear. Could be on my side, Junior. That noise that I'm hearing, that could be on my side. So I'll check my side. Because Rodney sounds the same way. So let me go ahead and make that phone call.
WRVV 644 listening. WRBB 644 to 690.
Donald, are you listening over here? I'm on Detroit 625.
WRPS 211, mobile monitoring. WSDY 438, Isabella County. WRPS 211, yeah, copy that. Thank you for the ride. You're back. It's a beautiful morning today. Nice, small, brisk, beautiful day in Michigan. Roger on the beautiful day in Michigan. Time to get some work done before the snow gets here. Good hearing you out there in Michigan, WSDY 438. Yeah, roger that on the work. WRPS 211, clear on your left. Roger, roger. Alrighty, have a great day. Everybody enjoy the day. WSDY 438, Shepherd, Michigan, south of the Thorn Eagle Casino. WSDY 438. Flat Rock, that's down Detroit area, isn't it, somewhere? Sounding good. Sounding real good. I was born in Wayne County, so it's been a long, long time ago, though. Alrighty, you have a great day. Enjoy it. Beautiful day. Sun coming up. Going to work on my furnace today, so make sure everything's good to go and oiled up. Okay. So have a good day. Check out the wife.
WSCY 438 in Central Michigan.
WSEU 202 saying good morning to all.
Morning, good morning.
Yeah, I do believe that's Matt down there in Flat Rock. We've talked before. Yeah, this is Scott up here in Roseville. Sounding good up this way.
WSBS 311, this is WSCN 887.
Good morning, 887. How are you doing?
Good. I'm just heading over to the farmer's market here in Mount Clemens.
That's a good idea. I hadn't thought about that. I'm still waiting to hear from Kurt. He's supposed to be stopping by here this morning. Whether that's going to happen, I don't know. But we're still on schedule for breakfast, I assume.
Yes.
Okay. I'm moving a little slow this morning. I was kind of up. I've been messing with radio stuff, programming, and, you know, doing my best to wreck stuff. How did it go last night?
It went fine. They're pretty calm this morning, so there's some change there with that behavior, which is good to see.
That is good to hear. Maybe you taught them something that will last for a while. We'll see, eh? WRYV 421 mobile.
911. This is WSDZ 713. WSEQ 575. WSDN 887,
WRDY 365, standing by.
Hello?
We hear you, WSDY 438.
WRCY 365 from WRUU 850.
WRZT 820 test.
WRZT 860, you're on clear. Thank you very much. Just installed a new mobile. I appreciate the comeback. WRZT 820, I'm clear.
Copy that. Sounds good. WRVY 660, I'll be clear.
Good morning, 660, WIUG, Wade 8. Morning, Jeff. How you doing, man? Good, how about you?
I'm good. I just got out of the wetland and going to grab some breakfast and then going home to work in the yard, so I'm like, I might be able to hang on to this for a little bit longer. I'm at 32 and playing.
No problem at all. How's the weather by you in here? A little bit windy, but it's nice sunshine. A little bit chilly.
Yep, same. Sunny, 54. Nice, like, 4 or 5 mile an hour breeze. Nice fall day.
I got to do some work in the backyard, too. Take the rest of the tomatoes and the peppers and all that stuff. Roger.
That sounds good. I got to start my own garden next year too. I'm not doing anything fun like that. I gotta go cut up a bunch of logs. I got my buddy's mini excavator over, and I just started my new chainsaw, so that's what I'll be doing for the rest of the day.
I think that'll be a good day to do that and get it over with before the snow comes down. Go ahead. How far are you now?
Sitting at the longest light I've ever sat at Romeo Plank and 32 Mile Road.
Alright, now, is
that
any better?
Yeah, you're fine, Jack. Probably QRM.
I got somebody out there playing with their music, that's all.
Yes, sir.
You're sounding good.
Because I'm on the east side of Van Dyke, so I'm able to get back home pretty good. As soon as I'm almost to 53, and as soon as I start heading north, it's going to get crappy.
Huh. 32 miles, that's far. To me, that's far from that repeater.
Yeah, I can usually make it, at least with the handheld, I can make it to 36 Mile Road at 53 before I completely lose it. Like when I was talking to you the other day, I was crossing over 36 Mile Road when I dropped.
Could be the trees out that way, Roger.
Yeah, it'll get better when all this foliage starts to drop.
Well, I think when the leaves come down, you'll be able to head home, straight home with that radio.
Yeah, I hope so. Now that I've actually paid attention to, like, how far I can go with it, I'm curious to see. I mean, before when I went home, I read, I could always get in, but now I'm curious to see how far I could go. When the leaves are gone.
That's what it is. I think the leaves got to do something with it. Even the trees right now, they, you know, going back and forth. It'll block a little bit of the signal. Roger.
All kinds of factors that play into it, especially with, I'm only pushing out 4 watts on this HD, so running a short antenna on 4 watts far away from the repeater.
Now we are 4 watt, not 5 watt, correct?
It's a 5 watt HP, but on UHF it's usually a little bit less.
Well, I'm on that base station, my DB20G. Roger.
Yeah, you sound good, Jack. You're using that, you got what, an Agoya antenna for that?
That harvest, the harvest species 200. Don said, get that harvest species 200. That's what I got it from Amazon.
Copy that. All right, Jack. Well, I'm stretching it here. I'm getting close to 36 mile road again, so I'm going to clear out. It was good talking to you, man. I'll catch up with you later. WRVY 660. I'll be clear for yours.
Dakota, you take care and have a good day. Drive safe. WIUG 48 clear.
WIUG 4088, this is WSDS 979.
Yes, sir, good morning, 979. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing wonderful. How about you, sir?
Good, and you're sounding good. Roger.
Yeah, thank you. I have the long Nagoya and one of those long Nagoya antennas on. So what is the best popular antenna out there is, for handheld radio so far? What is it?
Hey, that's what you got. You got Nagoya 771G.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Yeah, I think I got the 771G, that's the long antenna on there. I think that's what it is.
Baby, just make sure on antenna it says 462. That antenna has to say 462. Roger?
Oh, yeah, it does. Yep, most definitely. So, oh, yeah, it's great talking with you, Jack. It's been a pleasure, and I'll jump off here. Nice chatting with you. WSDS 979 clear.
No problem, anytime. I was telling another gentleman, my home base station is the Harvest PC 200. It's a good antenna. Now, good talking to you. You take care and have a good day. WIUG 48 clear.
Exercise. This is WRUP 518 transmitting from the Trenton Emergency Operations Center.
Thank you. Only this is Ryan. Thank you.
I'm with WRUP. This is WRUP. And a short drill. It'll take about 1 or 2 minutes. Any errors of patients, please call.
Unintelligible due to the fact that there was something transmitting in your background or under you, WSUI 842.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Very noisy in the Emergency Operations Center.
You guys invest in noise canceling mics because the guy next to you is a lot clearer than you are.
WRZT 820. Anybody have an NMO coax cable mount?
WSU 842. Up here in Flint.
Good
WRZT 820. Does anybody near Warren, Michigan have an NMO coax cable mount? WRZT 820, clear.
Doesn't take a genius to figure out who that is. WRZP
544.
It's ACB, man. You're on the wrong band.
WRZT 820, I attempted to fix my NMO. Can I get a radio check, please?
Loud and clear, 820, WRZT 544.
Thank you very much, 544 Bob. Yeah, it's a little frustrated, man. I put it on there and twisted it, and the end piece came off. Took a second, smoked a cigarette, got back to it, realized it's just a press fit into it, so I appreciate the radio check, and apparently it's working. Thank you very much. WRZT 820, clear on your final.
That 820. Yep, easy peasy. Enjoy your day and be safe out there, brother. WRZT 544. Both sound real good down here in Flat Rock, Michigan. Why don't you shut your mouth, Flat Rock? Excuse me? It's WSAH 780. Shut up. Man, you must be Jody Girl. You're a jerk.
Flat Rock, you're Lehman Charlie here in Sheboygan County as well, sir. WRZP 544.
Hey, goodbye, Mr. Boyd. Loud and clear down here. WSAH 78.
After that, enjoy your weekend and be safe. WRZP 544.
Go Tigers!
WSCG 572, standing by for a radio check.
WSCI 392, look for WSCI 783. WSCI 392, look for WSCI 783.
This is WSCI 783, copy.
WSCI 392. You copy?
Copy.
You guys got to stop off on your way home, or are you heading straight home?
To Aldi's.
All right, well, I'm going to finish these pictures. You guys did really good winterizing the camper in record time, so you're a big help today.
Yep, thank you for helping us, too.
All right, I'll catch up to you a little bit later for dinner. This is WSTI 392. I'm clear when you're done.
This is WSTI 392. I'm monitoring.
WHRCY monitoring.
WSCI 392, looking for WSCI 783.
This is 783. Go ahead.
We're just about getting up to our...
Broke up. Getting up to your...
Subdivision, a cutoff.
Oh, very good. I'm whittling your pictures down. One by one, I'm getting there. I should have them done tonight when I see you at dinner.
Don't be late because of them.
Yeah, I won't this time. WSTI 783, I'm clear when you're done.
All right, see you tonight. WSTI 792, I'm clear.
WSCG 572, looking for a radio check. Appreciate it, WSCG 572. I'm in Clinton Township, over on the east side, over. I just lost you, but I appreciate the comeback. WSCG 572, standing by. WSCG 572, come back about the repeater. Somebody cut you off. Over.
Yeah, the repeater does the Roger beep for you, so you can turn it off on your end. WRYS 363.
363, thank you.
Thank you.
WSBY 676 to 690. WSBY 676 to 690. WSBY 676 Mines and Channel.
WSEV 843 monitoring.
This is WMRJ 3HQ. Anybody out there? Radio check.
WRZP 543. Yeah,
your
radio check. Clear, sir.
Yeah, you guys are stepping on each other. I'm over here at 8 Mile Middle Belt. You guys got a good copy on me?
Yep,
I got a great copy on you. I'm at 275 and Ford. I copy that, 275 and Ford, and I heard somebody else out there, too. They're stepping on you, but, I'm over here 8 Mile Middle Belt. This is for doing radio check on this other radio.
Copy that. WSEV 843, over.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the frequency.
This is WRTP 347, standing by.
Radio check, WSDL 475, radio check, WSDL 475.
WSDL 475 radio check, WSDL 475 radio check.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, sir, you are loud and clear.
WRWW601.
Copy that.
WRVV 690 mobile.
Station calling in, are you looking for a radio check? WRYY 20.
WRCY 565, do you copy? WSBS 311.
WSDE688. This is WSDS979. WSDE688. This is WSDS979.
WRTP347. Monitor.
WSDE688, this is WSDS979. WSDE688, this is WSDS979. WSDS979, go ahead.
Hey, hey, have you scheduled your URIDE at all for Thursday? And I'm just curious what your plans are as far as the, like, getting there from the live, or getting there from the outreach event to the library.
No, I have not made plans to schedule a ride there to the outreach event. I don't know if that's possible to plan 4 trips in the same day. I don't know if that's possible. That's a hiccup. Yeah, I'm not sure what that's going to look like.
Okay. Because my thing is, I could schedule the URIs basically from like my house, have it drop me off at the outreach event, then have it come pick me up at the library. You know what I'm saying? So draw me up in one place, take me up in another place. We would just need some kind of like transportation between the two.
You're right, because the meeting doesn't start until 5:30, I believe, and in between that, yeah, I don't know. I wish the outreach event could have been on a different
day for an example, Friday. I wish it could have been on that day.
That would have definitely made things a lot easier, yeah. I'm just trying to get, what people are doing for that event, you know, I mean, from different people. So I saw Tiffany and Charles today when we, I went to go see that at work, and I was asking them about it, and they said they weren't going to go because they have a meeting, or no, because they were working, and they weren't going to go to the outreach event, but they were going to go to the meeting.
Yeah, of course. So Tiffany and Charles, yeah, they do have their own work schedule. But yeah, as for us, that's gonna be a big problem. Yeah, and besides, I've gone to one voters outreach event before, and that was at the Flint Public Library. That was in September. So I'm not sure what to do since I've already tested out their voting terminal machine, so yeah.
That's right, you did go to that, didn't you? I think I was going to go to that, and then, I think I was going to go to that, but it didn't work out or something like that. And then, I remember you saying that you went to that, and I think you were helping out with the tables and chairs or something like that. You were helping the police or something like that, is that right?
Yeah, I was helping Sheila and Felicia set up the table, laying down all the pamphlets and the literature on the table and getting that banner all set up. So, I was just helping them and do that. I got a ballot out of that, and I got a voting T-shirt out of that. So, yeah.
Okay. Oh, awesome. I had to turn off that radio to be stuck in this speaker, but hey, it'll get me back to normal, it always does. Everything's fine. So what else did you do there exactly? Like, what was it like? I've not gone to one, honestly.
I mean, all I did was just, sat there for, for a couple of hours while people wandered around and everything. And then at probably the last hour of it, some group of panelists got up and did a Q&A sort of conversation. I know the League of Women Voters was there, and they talked about a lot of stuff with accessibility or whatever. I don't know. But yeah, it was, you really didn't miss much. It was, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, was that basically what this will be? I guess, put it in perspective. I mean, ask it correctly. Question that is, will it be like this, like the last one from turning capacity?
Probably. I can't be sure, but probably. I don't know what that one's going to be like, honestly.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, so do you want me to call Sheila and just ask her about the outreach, you know, the middleman of the event then?
Yeah, might as well give her a call and ask about, you know, what are some your tips or what can you do to, you know, what can you do to remedy the Uriah situation or whatever, what her views on that, but yeah, I would call Sheila.
Okay, all right. Well, thanks, I'll do that, and then I will pop back on here and let you know. Thanks, I really appreciate it. WSDE68 standing by.
Thank you, and I'll be looking forward to hear from you back. WSDS979 clear.
Station 544. This is WIUG 30. Copy. WIUG 30. Clear.
WRWD 489. Hold on, Jack.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I've been busy, that's all. I haven't been out here much.
That's good. At least you're making money. Roger.
That I am, you know, that's for sure. Man, I am busy. But hey, you know, it keeps me going, keeps me in shape, keeps me active.
Well, you're right, Mike. That is the best thing to do. Keep busy, keep making money, and keep going. Believe me, I found that out about 40 years ago.
Well, I hear you there.
I didn't hear it on the radio that much. I don't know why. Well, yeah, because you're busy. I don't blame you at all to not be on the radio for a while. Roger?
Yeah, sometimes I'll jump on here to talk to WSDQ 996 Pauly. You know, sometimes, you know, try to get a hold of him, see what he's up to. But that's about it. That's usually like early in the morning when there's like nobody out here. Like 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning.
Good saying, yeah. I talk to Pauly sometimes too. Sometimes he give me a shout and I do talk to him. Roger?
Oh yeah, he's always got his on. He's always listening. Even if he's, you know, not talking out here much, he still has it on.
That's good anyhow. Keeps him going too. Roger?
Yeah,
I just seen some lightning
off to the southeast here. Going over Lake St. Clair. Looks like right for some storms tonight.
What was that again?
I just seen some lightning off to the southeast here, going over Lake St. Clair. I'm just over here at Hall Road and Jefferson. By the base. I've seen some lightning activity. Looks like we're going to get some storms.
Tell you something, I'm over here on Ryan and what is that? 17? No, 18. 19. And south of me, it's getting a little bit dark there. And it's light here, though. I mean, they have not got to that yet. Probably. We're probably going to be raining, yeah. They said it's supposed to rain tonight and tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Well, we haven't had rain in a minute, so.
Yes, we do. We do need the rain. That grass is really dry. I don't know if you know that or not, but it's a dry, you know, it needs a lot of water to water that grass.
Roger.
Yeah, I hear you there, WSBQ 996. Yes, no. Mine looks like straw in the backyard. But I figured, well, you know, season's almost over anyway for cutting grass, so I figured, as long as it doesn't keep growing, I'll be fine.
Well, you're right. Even the grass is not growing at all. I checked it this morning. It was not growing at all.
And hog run and grow spec now, and it's getting darker.
I'm looking at my right side, which is that's a little bit, you know, I'm on the corner, and was at 17, and it's getting darker there too, but not here. Anyhow, this is WIUG 48 for an ID.
WRVV 525, checking if I'm coming in, Mr. Sheboygan.
WRWD, yeah, you sound loud and clear. I'm just talking off the Mount Clemens repeater here, over.
Okay, I'm over here in Johannesburg, Otsego County, a little bit south of, not exactly sure where the Sheboygan repeater is, just wasn't sure if I was going to be able to make it or not, but that's good.
Yep, you sound pretty good. Just Jack and I out here conversating, so feel free to join in if you want.
Yeah, I heard you guys talking about some clouds moving in there. We had a couple sprinkles up this way, but nothing pretty, a little bit of cloud cover, but it doesn't look like it's going to rain over here right now. Supposed to be tomorrow, I think.
Mike, I'm on my destination, so I'm going to let you go. I'm going to go get some groceries before they close. Good to hear from you and good talking to you. We'll talk again. At 525, you're sounding good here, and I believe in Shelby Township. I'll talk to you guys later. WIUG 48, clear.
Okay, Jack, we'll catch you later. At Sheboygan Station, you're still there.
Yeah, I'll be here listening for a little while. I'm waiting on a table at a restaurant here, so be hanging out for a few minutes till they get some space in there.
Yeah, copy that. How's the weather up that way? Is it colder or is it warm or what? 63 down here.
Yeah, it's a little bit cool. It's 52 right now. We had a warm one yesterday. It was like 78 or something, 75, 78, something like that. Still a nice day yesterday. A little bit cooler today, but it's still feeling nice out here.
Yeah, next month I'll be heading over the Mackinac Bridge to the UP to do my November hunting trip, so it's going to be cold then, that's for sure. I just, where I stay at, like maybe 10 minutes from town, right off Lake Superior.
Yeah, we got a little cabin up here in Oscoda County. We can come up around this time, we can look at the color and hike around a little bit. We did a little canoeing on the Sable River and picked up pumpkins today and heading back down that way tomorrow.
Yeah, copy that. Well, I'm going to take a standby here to chat with you. This is WRWB 49. We'll be standing by.
All right, 49, yeah. Thanks for coming back and getting a report over here. So we'll catch you next time. WRVV 525. I'll be clear.
WSBQ 996 calling WRWB 49. Are you out there, Mike?
Yeah, I'm here. I kind of signed off for a minute because I seen you were calling me.
You called and left a message on your phone.
All right, hold on. I'll call my phone back, would you? I'm driving at the moment.
Okay. WSBQ 996 standing by.
WRWB 49 also standing by.
To WSDE 680.
Oh, hello there. WSDE 680. I called Sheila and she did not respond. Sorry, hold on a second. Okay, let's try that again. I called Sheila and she did not respond, and so I left her voicemail. Hopefully she responds back. Yeah, I don't know what we'll do as far as the transportation goes. I assume we'll have someone sighted that'll be able to drive us in between. Because I don't know. What do you are you thinking about? I don't think so. Are you thinking about going to the voters outreach event as well as the meeting?
The meeting, definitely, I'm going to that. The outreach meeting, I don't know so much because Sheila has to still arrange a ride, still has to arrange a driver with DeMonte and me and Tierra to go to the WNEM TV5 studios in Saginaw to do the interview on either Tuesday or Wednesday, so she's... I think she's still trying to sort that out.
I'm a little confused. So with that TV event, would that be the three of us or just you two? Yeah, I'm a little bit confused about that.
I think it's going to be me, DeMonte, and Tierra all together.
Yes, but Tierra hasn't even done anything with this one. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know, but she might be able to speak on parts. I don't know. I'm not sure. We'll just, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, let me call Demonte. I'll get back to you in just a second.
Alright, no problem. You can talk to Demonte and see what you can do from there. I'll let you do your thing. WSDS 979 clear.
WSD 68 standing by.
WRKE-880, just trying to wave a hand because I'm just passing through. WRCY-565, waving a hand from up north to downstate.
WRKE-880 from WRCY-565. Was that a wave of a hand or a slap to the face, sir? WRKE-880 from WRCY-565, we copy you. If you can copy me, we do appreciate the call out, and we did try to acknowledge you. WRCY-565, we are clear.
WSDW 200. Anybody copy this radio?
WRZQ-607, anybody on here?
WSAX-712 on air,
currently in my mobile. Over.
Roger that, 712. We are on the Mount Clemens repeater. Base, over here, 9 Channer.
Very good. I believe I'm currently pinging the Detroit repeater right now. Currently heading out to Westland on 96.
Roger that. Yeah, sounding good. Got any rain your way?
You know, you should. Funny that you mentioned that. We just started hitting the rain right now as we're talking.
As it just started downpouring over here in Warren, so just out of nowhere, it sprinkled for about a minute and then all of a sudden downpoured.
Yeah, when we were leaving from Shelby to come down, it was like nice and like that light dark gray, but then as we started heading further west here, it's been getting darker and darker and darker.
Yep, yeah, it's been getting dark for a while now. I've been wondering when it was going to hit. I had to switch the cameras to see the sky. I got a camera on the tower here, and I can point up at the sky and see what the clouds look like, because I heard there was lightning strikes.
Amen on that. I believe it's moving west to east, so I can definitely tell you it's getting even darker now over on this side.
Well, at least it's not, what was it, Hurricane Milton or Martin?
Amen on that. I feel so bad for those people because I believe it was 1 week they got the first hurricane and then last week they got smacked again by it. I do. I feel bad. That's also why I'm like, I'm so glad we live up here.
I had family down there, and they said the power went out, and they were about 50 miles south of Tampa at the time, and they said it wasn't terrible. They had about 120 mile-an-hour winds, and, you know, besides that, though, it was fine. But, you know, I heard they also have another one coming, a third one, so I don't know.
You're kidding me. They got a third one now? I'm going to have to look that up. That's going to be rough. Do you know if it's coming from the Gulf or from the Atlantic?
Pretty sure it's coming from the Atlantic. I'm not 100% certain. I've just seen it online somewhere. I have to look into it more also, but that's what I've seen. They have a third one coming.
Amen on that. I hope that they all stay safe if they do have a third one coming in. But past that, like I said, it's one of those. It's definitely getting... I'd rather stick with what we currently have up here in Michigan. I'm very content with that.
Yeah, the only thing we have to battle is the winter storms, but the last few years there really hasn't been much of a winter.
Yep, I agree with that.
We just had a major strike over here. It looks like it was straight west. So it's coming. It's still coming my way. There's still more to come. You know, the Sahara Desert is now flooded also.
No, I did not know that.
Hey, we're all stuck over here. You know, Florida's getting hit with the hurricane, and the Sahara Desert's flooding out. They got rivers and everything forming.
Amen on that one, man. Yeah, that's, I did not catch all that. It's good to kind of know and catch some of that stuff here and there.
Yeah, but the world is definitely changing. Well, it was nice talking to you. I'm going to take a standby. I'm going to hop on another radio here, talk for a minute. WRZQ 607, and we're going to be clear for now, standing by.
And it was a pleasure talking to you. WSAX 712, clear and monitoring.
WRVV
690. 690, this is WFA 71. Got you loud and clear.
Yeah, roger that. Just got a nice streak of lightning and thunder over this way on the east side of Detroit. Just south of Warren, Michigan. Wow, there's the whole block.
Yep, thunderstorms right here. I'm in Westland right now off of 96, and it's getting really dark and really good amount of a little bit of lightning that's definitely heading your guys' direction.
Yeah, copy. Underneath you there. I'm going to stand by and let them come on in. This is WRVV 690 mobile in front of the house.
Sorry about that. I didn't catch all that. I had an ambulance come by me that I had to yield to. If you were saying something, if you could repeat it. WSAX 712 mobile, going to be clear and standing by at this time.
Yeah, sorry about that. I had a phone call coming in. This is WRVV 690. I had a phone call coming in, so I guess I didn't hear exactly what you said up there in Westland, I do believe.
Copy on that. I was just saying I'm starting to come into Westland at this time, and I was coming from Shelby Township, so just letting you guys know, you definitely got some little amount of rain. It's not too heavy, but there's some decent lightning strikes that's been happening out this way now.
Copy that. We also have some background QRM there. Someone speaking there or your radio.
Yeah, that would be the same thing. The car is a little bit long today on the way to
If you said you didn't expect, Shelby, yeah. Switch over to the repeater in Mount Clemens. You'll probably get a better hit there.
I was only out in Shelby for a birthday party earlier this evening. I'm home based on Westland, so I hit the Detroit repeater is where I try to hit.
Okay then, alright. Well, I'm on the Detroit repeater now, and that could be my mobile weather conditions here.
Happy all on that. Fortunately, the last 5 years that I lived in Warren, I can definitely say so far there's not too much wind, so hopefully you guys shouldn't be losing power anytime soon today, but, you know, that always can change. But for the time being, WSAX 712, going to clear the channel and stand by at this time.
I just had someone visually impaired drive right through the red light here. I guess they're running away from the rain. I'm going to go ahead and keep my eye on the road here. And maybe I'll be able to catch up with you another time. This is WRVV 690. The name is Ron. And I'll talk to you again. I'll be clear.
Copy that, Ron. This is WSAX 712. My name is Darren. I'll be clear and standing by. WSET 544 WQDJ 969, copy. Left all the ends on those wire ties sticking out there, and it's giving it a little boost. WRXP 401, doing your radio check and a location on this unit from Detroit.
WRZD 820, your radio sounding good. Going off the Mount Clemens repeater here.
Solid copy on that Mount Clemens. Appreciate that.
WRXP 401 from Detroit, Michigan. Can I get a radio check in on this unit and your location? WRXP 401, can I get a radio check out of Detroit, Michigan and the location? Be advised, you came in staticky and broken. Couldn't hear nothing you came across with. Can you repeat your last, sir?
Bay City, Michigan. This is WRCQ 432. You're coming in loud and clear.
Thank you very much, sir. Doing a demonstration and a radio check. I appreciate that.
Not a problem. Have a good evening. WRCQ 432 out.
This is WIUG, Void 8, copy.
Hey, how's it going? I know we talked yesterday, I think, WIUG 747.
WIUG, Void 8, copy. Is there any other station out that way?
WRUG 488, how are you doing, Jack? This is Richard, WRCQ 432.
Richard, how are you? I haven't heard you in a long time. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, sir. Yeah, I mainly listen a lot. Every once in a while I butt in and talk a little bit, but no, I've been doing well. Thank you.
Good to hear you out there anyhow, and good talking to you. You take care, and you have a good evening, and keep hearing. I might give you a shout maybe tomorrow or day after. Roger.
Yeah, copy that, Jack. I just wanted to butt in and say hi, and I hope you have a good evening. This is WRCQ 432, clear.
You take care. Have a good evening. WIUG 48. 7. You got to come back with your call sign first. Roger? The station 747. You don't sound good, but I don't know where you're at. You must be on a walkie-talkie. Roger? Do me a favor. If you're in the house, be there by the window and hand your handheld straight. If you're on the inside the house, be by the window. Roger? You're still not coming clear. You gotta find the hot spot. Are you on 625, by the way?
Yes.
You're coming in clear, but you're cutting out.
On that. Are you G488? This is WRZT820.
Two-zero, how you doing? I haven't heard you a long time either.
It's been a minute. I had a lot of stuff going on. Put a new antenna on the mobile when I'm driving home and heard you talking. Figured I'd say hello, Jack.
Me too. I wanted to, really, a couple of days ago, I was thinking about you. So let me give him a shout. I shouted a couple of times, but you weren't out there anyhow. How are you doing anyhow?
Doing pretty good. Got quite a bit accomplished with the house. And like I said, I got a new antenna on the mobile here. And just checking it out. I'm hoping it's coming through okay.
Yeah, your audio is good, and your signal is good too. It's just a couple of crackling, and I know why. It must be driving. Roger?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm driving. I'm down in the ditch here at 696, so going under these bridges and whatnot. But it's one of those new one of those NMO mounts. So it was a little different, but I believe I got it working good.
Are you sounding good? Don't worry about nothing, man. You're sounding excellent. But that little bit of crackling because you're moving. Your car moving, that's what happened. Same thing with me. I have the 2x4 common, and when the car is moving, it's getting a little bit of crackling.
Woo, had a little bit of a scare, man, cruising down 696 here just west of Gratiot, and the car was spun out in the right lane, sideways in the lane. It was something else there.
Let me tell you, when it gets to rain, people drive, they think you're driving not rain at all. And that's what happened. They don't know that, you know, you're under the water, those rubbers under the water is not going to stop. And I know that.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like a lot of people these days have forgotten or just don't know how to drive anymore.
Well, one of them two, maybe two of them, maybe they don't know any better. You know that. You know, you got to have a good tires when you drive in the rain. Let me tell you something. If you can flat, those tires are flat up, they're not going to go nowhere. You're going to spin the car and you're going to hit somebody.
Yeah, it looked like he spun out, hit the wall and bounced back into the right lane there.
because he doesn't have no grip on these tires at all.
Yeah, that's a good bet. Hey, Jack, you guys still doing those breakfasts on the Saturdays?
Sierra Delta Sierra 747, standing by, just hanging out.
Hey, 20, yeah, we still do. But I didn't go this Saturday at all. I had a lot of work to do.
Yeah, I hear that. One of these Saturdays I'll make it up there and have a breakfast with everybody.
I don't know, we switched the spot, so it's in a different spot. So whenever you're ready, let me know.
All right, I can do that. WRUG 488, good to hear from you. And WRZT 820, I'll be clear on your final.
Good to hear from you, and good talking to you. You take care. Have a good evening. That station out there, 747. Go ahead. You know, you're sounding a little bit better.
Copy that. Thanks for the callback. Adam's sounding a little bit better. How am I sounding now?
You're sounding a lot better. Your audio is very good and loud. But, you know, because you're on a handheld, so you're fading out a little bit. But don't move around too much.
Roger that. I'm actually on a mobile unit with an antenna with a car mount outside. I wasn't getting good reception or a TX. But now my TX is a little fuzzy, but my RX seems to be better. So yeah, more tweaking needs to be done, but yeah, I'm working on it.
What is your location? Because you're fading out a lot. And I know you're, are you on the Magna Mount too?
Roger that, yes. I'm on a Magna. Just sitting outside though, through the window. My location is frightening to be more specific.
You got the Magna Mod, and you got walkie-talkie, correct?
Negative. I have a mobile unit. I have one of the mobile units that's mounted in your car. So it's but I'm currently using it as a base station.
What's the name of that radio?
A Yaesu STM500DR. That's a call sign.
F47. Is that a Midland radio?
WSTM 47. That's a negative. My radio is a Yaesu. Yaesu STM500DR. With the Mars 5, so I can't get on Sierra as well.
If you're on a Yaesu, okay, just make sure you're on UHF, not VHF. Make sure of that, and also your Yaesu is a good radio, let me tell you something. I have one of them, the 440, that's what I have. But I don't use it, because I'm not a licensed yet.
What an idiot you are, Jack. Yes, he's on UHF.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
All right, 747. If he's still out there, okay, check back later. Maybe he gets a little bit closer to the repeater or something like that. I'll talk to you a bit later. WIUG, what do you need? Clear.
Copy that. I'll chat with you later. I'll work on my setup. Yeah, 7-3. WFCW 200, yes, you copy. Station 200.
What an idiot you are.
Hey guys, who else is on here? WFDSM for a second.
No need to be rude on the radio.
Yeah.
A little bit low audio, Roger.
Breaker. WSDS 747, sitting here, relaxing, eating an apple from Spicer's, the Spicer's Orchard. Fantastic apple, very crunchy and sweet, lovely.
The station talking about the apple, I don't know if you learned this in school, but you're supposed to bring something for everybody in the class to share. So I would like to know where my apple is. WRCY 565.
Ah, crap. My bad. I got a bag of them, but, yeah, well, if I could, I'd throw them to you.
Well, lesson learned for the next time. You have a good evening. I don't know where you are or where you're located, but I hope the storms don't affect you. Have a good night. WRCY 565, I'm clear.
Hey, copy that. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. You as well. I'm going to steal my apple and I'll take that next time.
Good.
Whiskey Sierra Delta 0747.
Copy that. It happens. But you got it out there, and that's what matters the most. Have a good evening. WRCY. I almost said it again. WRCY 565.
Awesome. I appreciate this for it. Thank you.
WRCY 565 is going in the towel. Very long day. Everybody have a good night. Be safe with the storms. WRCY 565 will clear the channel. Good night.
WSCW 200, anybody copy the clear? WSDW200, remember what it's happening. WSDW200, can anybody copy this radio?
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810 mobile monitoring.
Quiet out there on the race. This is WRNW 329.
WSBN 760. Is anybody out there tonight?
Hello.